From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Waterlogged roadways are making driving challenging for commuters in many areas along the East Coast this morning. The relentless rains there this week are being blamed for at least 5 deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
The rains will be fairly heavy today across New England, but should see things begin to taper off during the overnight period, and eventually all the rain will be out of here sometime on Saturday.
Sullivan says parts of North Carolina got a foot of rain in just 6 hours. That's a quarter of the rainfall the area typically gets in a full year. There's unrest across Ecuador today. Hundreds of soldiers storming a police hospital to rescue the country's president, Rafael Correa, who is being held there by groups of police officers angry over pay and benefit cuts. The country's foreign minister appealed to government supporters to go to the hospital and show support for the troops. The rescue operation came after a state of emergency was declared when Correa was roughed up and tear-gassed at a police barracks in Quito. President Obama formally announces the departure of his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, this morning. NPR's Mara Liasson says Emanuel steps down even as the administration ramps up its effort to help Democrats retain control of Congress.
Emanuel has made no secret of his lifelong ambition to be the mayor of Chicago, and he will be resigning his White House post to explore a bid for that office. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs explained why he deserves a high-status East Room send-off.
There is not an important thing that has happened in this administration that we've been able to accomplish for the American people that has not involved heavily his signature.
President Obama will announce that his senior advisor, Pete Rouse, will be the interim chief of staff. It's not expected that Mr. Obama will choose a permanent chief of staff until after the November elections. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The administration has announced new safety rules for offshore oil drilling. NPR's Jeff Brady says the rules could soon lead to a lifting of the moratorium on drilling in the Gulf of Mexico.
Companies will have to develop new safety plans to reduce the risk of human error on drilling platforms. A second rule is aimed at equipment, including blowout preventers, like the one that failed to shut off the flow of BP's well in the Gulf. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the new rules require each stage of a drilling process to be independently inspected and certified by an engineer.
And blowout preventers must meet new standards for testing and for maintenance. And they must be capable of severing the drill pipe under the anticipated conditions of the well.
Oil industry groups say the new rules don't appear to be any stricter than what they expected, and they hope the administration will lift the drilling moratorium before a deadline at the end of November. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The new rules take effect immediately. This is NPR News from Washington. More than 24 tanker trucks carrying fuel for NATO troops in Afghanistan have been set ablaze by suspected militants in Pakistan. Police say the gunmen opened fire, forcing people to flee, and then set fire to the trucks, which were parked at a terminal. No injuries are being reported. The attacks come after authorities in Pakistan blocked a key NATO supply route into Afghanistan in apparent protest over a NATO airstrike that left 3 Pakistani soldiers dead. Another state today bans people from using handheld cell phones while driving. Maryland becomes the 8th state to do so. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports drivers there are already barred from texting.
Drivers could be fined $40 for a first violation and $100 for the second. But holding a phone while driving is a secondary offense, so the driver can only be pulled over if he or she has done something else illegal, like running a red light. The Maryland State Highway Administration says more than 380 people have died on its roads in the last 5 years from distracted driving crashes. Phone calls to emergency services are allowed, and the state will allow courts to waive a first-time fine if the driver shows proof he or she has purchased a hands-free device for the phone. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
The Obama administration is said to be close to announcing what gas mileage it would like to see cars get in the future. Environmentalists are pushing for an average of at least 60 miles a gallon for new vehicles by 2025. Automakers say that high a standard would drive up the cost of cars. Japan is imposing a record 40% tax hike on cigarettes. It's part of a move to reduce smoking in that country. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for